Matt, the renovation has been going on for some time now, and you took it upon yourself right off the bat to do a little documentation of what's going on there in Music Hall.
Yes, I kind of backed into it, Brian. Don't tell anybody, but I was daydreaming during a May Festival rehearsal. And I thought, I bet you'd be really cool down in the basement while they're tearing out stuff and work lights and wild colors. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect, actually. And I thought, I'd go visit, see if I can get in once or twice to take some pictures.
Did somebody stop you? Did you run into any obstacles in the beginning?
It was beautiful. I spoke with Chris Pinello at the CSO, and he contacted 3CDC and Messer, and everybody said it was a go. Messer gave me some safety training and followed me for a couple of visits. And, you know, I just need to let them know when I request to come and tell them when I leave.
Had you ever been in the basement of Music Hall before, prior to this?
Only the pit area. And now I've been back where all the, well, the mechanicals have been spread all over the building, but there's like a heating or a cooling system down there and the sprinkler system, and there's other areas that I've explored.
What's the most surprising or fascinating thing you've found in your traipsing around the dungeon over there? Or how long is that list of fascinations?
Yeah, I'll tell you, what I really enjoyed the most has been the initial demolition with torches and grinding tools. So I mean,
manly
things. I'll tell you, the light and color from that has been so much fun. But of course, those weren't surprises. I guess I was hoping to find some really old graffiti, and I found some from 1950. That's not that old, you know? And I didn't see anything else, although maybe some of the other guys have. I was up in the balcony when they were tearing out the floor, and one of the guys working for O'Rourke, who was tearing out the floor, found a quarter from the late 1880s. So that was pretty cool.
Great shots of that beautiful rose window. How did you like being up there?
Yeah, I had never been up there. And the initial approach there was one of those like fireman ladders or something with a cage around it. And then they built a scaffolding staircase through Corbett Tower ceiling. So it made it really easy. And you came up right by the rose window.
I saw them one time at the very beginning stages of, I'm not sure the demolition had even begun, but it was just on the cusp of it. Or that huge crane across the street was lifting a bobcat up and putting it on the roof of Music Hall. It was just the coolest thing I've seen in a long time.
You know, I missed that. There is stuff I missed. You know, you stay away from a week and a lot of stuff goes on. And so I showed up one day and a week later, the floor was gone in Springer Auditorium. I mean, you know, I understand they brought in a couple of bobcats, tore it up in a day, and that was that for that.
Very surprising to me was how elevated that floor was.
Yeah.
That was a good, what, 5 feet off the concrete or more than that?
More. And, you know, there was that pitch. So it probably started at 10 feet and made its way down. And what struck me was half of it was dirt. And I believe they set aside 5 work days for archaeologists. And they didn't turn up anything. It took them 2 hours.
That's
surprising.
I know. It took them 2 hours. And it's mind-boggling to me how a structure like that could have been built in 1877.
Well, what's cool is today we have these big laminated beams that are used for major supports in buildings, whether it's homes or big construction sites, to see what they did, just these old growth trees. And there's this giant curved beam that is probably 7 or 8, I'm probably exaggerating, it's probably 6 boards deep, each one curved and nested together and then nailed or bolted together.
Artistic.
Some
sort of artistic.
Cool. Yeah.
A while back, we didn't know if this was going to happen or not, but you just gave me some good news that there is going to be a book around the corner of your documentation of the renovation of Music Hall. Tell us about this. This is exciting.
Yeah, I feel some pressure. I'm really grateful to some of the contracting companies over there that have agreed to sponsor the cost, which is pretty big. We're going to do a limited run of 3,000 books. It's going to be hardcover, beautiful glossy dust cover, and hoping for about 250 pages or so. I have a writer on board, Shelley Reese, who, she's my wife. And she used to write for the Inquirer and has freelanced for 20-odd years at some of the major corporations. I'm excited about it, but like I say, I feel some pressure now. I want to be excited about the product, and I want the sponsors, of course, to be. And
sure.
And they've seen a lot of my pictures, and I think we're all on the same page.
A lot of your pictures, you told me a while back you had 20-some thousand, perhaps?
You know, on my computer, I have 10,000, and that's a lot of junk. The light's so low in the hall, mm-hmm. just trying to get the camera to focus, and then sometimes it finally catches, and I get the unintended picture. But I've dog-eared about 1,200 so far that I think are keepers, and great. I've just started the process of culling that down and trying to figure out how I'm going to present the book. It'll be chronological to a degree, but I have some wonderful portraits, too, that are not about time or place. And
if all goes well, this is hopefully going to be available when Music Hall reopens and the season starts, CSO season
starts. Well, fortunately, Cincinnati Book Publishers has got a great timeline for me. I'm going to be able to get opening night, which is October 6th, I think, into the book. I think it's important to have the finished product with some people in the seats,
yep.
and we'll probably have the book by December 1.
Congratulations on a job well done. I and many, many other people, especially on Facebook, have been following you along and seeing your documentations, and it's just one is more fascinating than the other.
Well, thanks. It's been cool, and like I say, like a lot of things in my life, I backed into it,
yeah.
and it's been a great journey.
So. You'll find him in the double bass section of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra when he's not traipsing around with a camera. He's Matt Zori. Matt, pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Brian.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.